Joining me now is Coach Bob McKillop of the Wildcats. And, Coach, you saw two completely different halves. What do you make of it?
Well, give Charleston credit. They made us make some bad decisions. And, you know, they crowded the ball a lot. And with their crowds, they caused some turnovers. And they caused some bad decisions on our part. And credit them. Credit them. And, you know, as you said, it was a tale of two different halves. I thought at halftime, up by nine, and had not played particularly well, had made some really questionable decisions and still had that nine-point lead. And all of a sudden, when they started their run, we got back on our heels defensively. And then did we allow them to get to the rim, and they had a couple of, four or five conventional three-point plays. We just did not move our feet the way we normally did in the first half. So we're back on our heels defensively. And then, of course, we come back and we try to go for the home run play, trying to make up for it right away. And that kind of mindset just doesn't play into successful Division I basketball.
It's a it was a game in the second half. I don't know how many times I've seen this, but I guess, four balls went in the basket and spun out, you think?
You know, we did get some good looks, and they didn't go down, and how you respond to that makes you a great team or just a mediocre team. And you respond to that by digging in defensively and getting stops. And they had us back on our heels. And, you know, you can't have a pity party after you miss a shot and after they go on a run. You have to respond with determined team defense. And I don't think we had that.
Coming in, Coach, they were not a good three-point shooting team. Today they were a good three-point shooting team. What was the reason for that?
Well, they got good looks, John. They got very good looks, and I thought, you know, those looks in the first half were shots that we made mistakes on. So, for example, one guy made a three in the corner, and his defender was not supposed to come off on dribble penetration. His defender came off on dribble penetration, and he made a three. A second one in the first half there was a guy you were supposed to make him dribble, and it's the only shot he made in the game, and we didn't make him dribble on that play. So we had defensive breakdowns that allowed them rhythmic open jump shots.
They were able to get. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm not asking for them. But they were able to get Jack Gibbs in foul trouble, which affected their spurt in the middle of the half.
You know, Jack getting that third foul was not a very good sequence for us. He had turned it over on the previous play and tried to stop the guy and, fouled him on a miss. And that sends him to the bench. And as a result, he goes to the bench. And we really struggled from that point on.
Did you what message to the team afterwards?
Decisions, details, and discipline. We got a 9-point lead because we did it fairly well in the first half. We did not do that very well in the second half, and it was a response to missing shots and put us in a very tentative, unaggressive defensive stance. And of course, when they're not taking it off through the net and they're taking it off the glass, how many shots do we make in the second half? We made.
We didn't shoot well in the second half at all.
Yeah, well, it was clearly a question of us being backpedaling rather than entrenched. And not being entrenched, they just blew right by us.
You got some really good looks in the first half for Peyton Aldridge. You got some good things happening for him down low. Did they do anything to change that in the second half?
Well, I thought he got some great looks in the second half, John. We just didn't knock him down. He got 21 shot opportunities, and that's what we like. 21 for him, and that's a pretty good a day of 21 points. And but we did miss some ones that just rolled in and out. They just continually rolled in and out. And four, five, six of those just you see it, and oof. And if you drop with your head and your emotions on the sideline, you can imagine what the players are doing dropping. In terms of defensive transition, and I think that's really the story of the game. It just knocked the air out of us when we missed shots and they got back into the game.
It's a strange thing, Coach, but it never ceases to be true that when a team, things start happening for them, like they did for Charleston in the second half, they believe to the point that they probably make themselves better than they really are.
Yeah, you know, and they play with great confidence, and I thought we had eroded some of that confidence in the first half, particularly on that last play of the half. We make that nice three, great execution, tremendous details, tremendous discipline, tremendous decision by all five guys. And, you know, we didn't have that the other night against Mercer, almost a similar play. And we had it tonight because we worked at it and the guys understood and they executed it perfectly. And I thought it would have deflated them some. And, you know, in that first 4 minutes of the second half, we had opportunities. I think we wound up going five points each in that first 4 minutes of the second half. So we didn't lose our lead, but we didn't gain our lead. And I thought we could have gained our lead. I think we could have added to it. I think we actually got it up to 11 once. And it would have been nice to make some plays, but we made some decisions that were real questionable that led to them getting opportunities offensively.
This is part of the process of playing road basketball, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of the process of Division I college basketball, and that's what I said to them. I said, no wins are easy in Division I college basketball. There's no entitlement to success or to victory. And clearly it was Charleston showed us that they were very, very much ready to take this game from us, and they did.
Final question, Coach. Coming in, did you feel the preparation and everything had been to your liking?
Yeah, we had. You know, it's scary because we had three great days of practice, John. Three sensational days of practice. We practiced as well as we could. In fact, on Saturday's practice, we cut it back to 65 minutes and were sharp and crisp and attentive. We were that way in the video room. We were that way in a film session walkthrough today. And, you know, that's why we took the court and scored in the first half and did what we did in the first half despite some mistakes. So we were clearly ready for this. But this is the first time where we had a lead and we had it taken away from us and we did not know how to respond to it. And that's something we've got to get better at.
Okay, Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, John.